We are going to go back to the Genesis chapter 7, starting from verse 1.
And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth.
Okay. Now here you see, God tells Noah, take the clean animals seven by seven, and the animal who are not clean, take two by two. And the birds, in this chapter, verse 3, Genesis 3, he says, all the birds you take seven by seven. But there are also unclean birds. He cannot take the unclean birds seven by seven. Let's go to the Leviticus chapter 11. I don't know, God told Noah specifically which are the clean and not clean, but when he chose the clean and unclean the animals, I believe that God told him, but it's not recorded here, because it's recorded a little bit further, Leviticus chapter 11, verses 1 to 8. Starting from verse 1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, These are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof, and is cloven-footed, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof. As the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divide the hoof, and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, they are unclean to you.
Okay, now here we see the animal, clean and unclean animal, is shown. Let's read verse 13 to 19. Here we're talking about the birds. Same chapter, Leviticus chapter 11, starting from 13.
And these are they which ye shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten, they are an abomination. The eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the vulture, and the kite after his kind, every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the night hawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind. And the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gear eagle, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat.
Okay, so now you know the clean animals and unclean animals. Why I said this? Because in Genesis chapter 7, verse 3, tells take all the birds, and then people get confused. Is there birds also clean and unclean? And this was the law given to Moses. What are the animals or birds you can eat and you cannot eat? But for us, the Word of God says God made everything clean, and when you pray over it, it sanctifies. But still, when you start thinking why God told this Moses some of the clean and some of the unclean animals, and when you really think, some of the unclean animal causes more harm to your body. But the time of need, when you are in a jungle, you are fasting for 7 days, means fasting month, but I'm just saying several days you are not eaten anything, and even the lizard comes in your way, and you eat that lizard, you're not going to die. Your body will digest that food. But the point I'm making, when you read in the Word of God, it says when you go to somebody's house, they invite you. Don't ask the question. Just take the food, bless it, and eat, and it will be sanctified. But that's not my subject. The subject, what I said, when God said to Noah, take the clean animal seven by seven, and the animals are not clean, take two by two. The same way the birds also, it applies take the clean birds 7 by 7, unclean birds 2 by 2. Was when we studied last week, said the rain will be on earth starting from 40 days and 40 nights. Now they will be starting coming in the ark. God only told Noah rain will be there 40 days and 40 nights. But God did not tell Noah how many days you will be trapped in the boat. Because if you would have told him you will be trapped there over a year, then he would say, Lord, you are already trying to kill all the people and all the animals. Are you trying to kill us, trap in that boat for a 1 year? That's why God didn't tell him. The last week we learned that God can multiply the food. You remember Jesus multiplied, took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he multiplied and gave it to more than 5,000 people. And so God can multiply. Up to now, we learned that God gave 120 years for mankind. And most of the people, including me, I was thinking 120 years rain didn't come on earth and Noah was preaching 120 years. But it's not so. When we're reading chapter 7 and chapter 8, the story is different. Rain will be starting when the Noah was 600 years old. And rain and the dry land will be there once Noah was 601 year and 20 days or something. And so you can see the Noah and all these animals were trapped in that boat, 450 feet long. It's not a big place. Looks big, but for all the animals, you remember what God said to Noah? Bring all the food for you and all the animals. Now, if he knew only 40 days and 40 nights and the rain will be finished and everything will be dry up, then he would have taken the food for a couple of months. But here we see the food, whatever the amount he took it, it was more than sufficient. Okay, keep that in mind. And let's go to the Genesis chapter 7, starting from verse 4.
For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth.
Now see, now he gives the time 7 more days, and the rain will come. Now you can see he was working on this ship at least 100 years, because 600 years of his life, the word of God says, rain started. But we do not know how many days before that he was doing this work. But here the word of God is saying, now God gives him a final call. In the chapter 7, verse 1, it says, come into the ark. Now the call is given and the warning is given, and now no much time, only 7 days. Within 7 days, get ready. Even though somebody says, okay, the end of the world is coming such and such a date, what you will be gathering? You'll be gathering food and this and that and everything, and still in the last minute you say, I forgot this. I didn't take this. So this is the nature of man. Here he's preparing whole time. And God says, now Noah, come into the ark. I give you 7 more days. And now just think the Noah's mind, what he might be thinking. God gave me now 7 more days. The ark, God did not ask Noah, did the ark is finished? If the ark is finished, then I'll give you 7 more days. He didn't ask that. He just said, now 7 more days. If he didn't finish, you better hurry up. Do everything if possible and get ready. Noah cannot extend the time. He cannot say, Lord, could you give me 6 more weeks? No. When he says 7 days, 7 days given. And now, when he given the 7 days, and now he reminding him, I have already decided I am going to destroy all this earth and all the earthly animal. Only one person I found a righteous, that's you. Now, when you read in Ezekiel, it says at that time either Noah or Daniel or Job will pray to save the other people, God will not hear. They can only save their life. So Noah could not pray and say, Lord, save this mankind. Now, some artists maybe, babies are there and they're drowning and this and that. When you see this kind of pictures pointing towards God is cruel. God is bad. Don't worship that God. He doesn't care about the little ones and people dying all around. There was a minister. The minister who brought the Billy Graham to the ministry. And he was a very great man preaching the gospel around the world. And Billy Graham was working with him. And one day he saw the baby dying in her arm. And he said, Lord, where are you? Why this is happening? And he just gave up on God and went against God and never came back to the Lord Jesus Christ. See how people are? People are thinking what God is doing is wrong. What the Bible is saying, in St. John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Now here in this chapter we say, God says, I am going to destroy. And so the people are saying, why God is destroying this whole wide world? And he said, well, I made this world. I feel sorry about you people. But I have given you a lot of time. In the Peter he says, God's patience were waiting for this mankind. And still today, from the time of Noah, even the world was finished and destroyed, Jesus Christ said this will be just like the days of Noah. Still the people are still wicked. In those days, they didn't have the devices today we have. The texting. You can sit in the church and text your girlfriend, and nobody knows what you're talking about. You can go with your mother and shopping around and then texting to your boyfriend. And nobody knows what you're talking about. So sin is more progressing in 21st century than the time of Noah. But our God is a holy God. He didn't want these people to live sinfully because he gave the time and he gave the opportunity. Now the 7 days, in the 7 days, whatever Noah can do, he can be getting nervous. I have only 7 days and I have to bring all these animals. Where I'm going to find cheetah? Where I'm going to find elephant? Where I'm going to find all the animals? They don't live in same place. Each animal have their territory. Do you know the dog? Dog always goes and, you know, does some dirt on the pole. People are thinking, why he's doing? He's marking his territory. That's the way they do. So the animal, they have their own territory, and so they cannot go and mix with other animals in here and there. Point I'm making, it was so difficult for Noah to find each and every animal and each and every creeping things, and 7 days is given, and up to now nobody's in the ark. God says to Noah, Noah, come, you come first, get into the ark. Just like it's a final call. Jesus Christ says, oh, heavy laden, come unto me. I will give you the rest. God is calling people, but the people are like deaf. They don't want to hear. When you're struggling, when you have problems, you are banging your head, you are so much worried, But simple thing to do, they don't want to do it. Simple thing is this. Jesus says, oh, heavy laden, come unto me. I will give you rest. And so once you hear the calling of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I need that rest. Do you know when you have rest, that means you have everything. If you don't have finances, do you have rest? No. If you have sickness, do you have rest? No. If you have children running around and doing something wrong, do you have rest? No. So once you have Christ in you, he gives you peace, joy, and rest. And this is what some people's life is. But I believe we are free. Free to do what? Free to do Lord's work. Free to tell somebody about Jesus. But we are not free to commit sin. We are free, but we are bound servant of Jesus Christ. We have boundary. We cannot. Now there are people and there are some religions, they are saying, do whatever you want to do. You want to please yourself. But the word of God says, God did not prepare us or made us to please ourselves. We have to please God. Paul saying in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, If I try to please men, I cannot call myself a servant of God. So we are here to not pleasing people. Somebody says we have to please our boss. Yes, when you are at work, you please him just doing his work. Not like you are going and having friendship with him and say kissing and hugging so you don't have to work. That's not the pleasing. Pleasing means you do the job properly. Then you don't have to worry about boss or anything. The word of God says you should not be worried about government or any laws or any police officer. If you are breaking the law, then you are afraid of police. Then the police car comes and you take a turn and go the other way. But if you are not a criminal, you don't worry about police. You just go straight. You don't have to worry. So we are living in this world a free man. We are set free. What Jesus Christ said? St. John chapter 8, verse 32, what he says? He shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. And verse 36, he said, if the Son of Man or Son of God makes you free, you are free indeed. Free from sickness, free from disease, free from financial crisis. We are free to serve the Lord. We are not bound. We are bound physically, means we cannot fly and go to heaven. There is a time. Jesus Christ will come and redeem us, our spirit, and then we can fly to heaven. Right now, you can take a jet plane, you take a rocket, and you go as far as you want to go on the moon or any other planet, but you will not reach God. They say, what goes up, it comes down. But when Jesus Christ comes, he will take us and we will be in heaven. So the point I'm making, the word of God says, I'm giving you a final call. Come. And here, first, Noah has to get into the ark. He was not saying, hey, animal, let's go in. You see in Noah's ark picture and things like that, Noah is telling every animal to go, and the turtle was still not going, and the rain started coming, and he picks the turtle and brought it in. That's not the way it happened. God says to Noah, you get in. Sometimes people said, I'm waiting for other people to get saved. Why don't you go to church? Because my wife doesn't want to go to church. Why don't you go to church? My children were not ready to go to church. What the word of God says, you get ready first. And when you get ready, you give an example. When I was listening about the water baptism, and I was baptized when I was a baby. And so when I learned, the water baptism should be taken when you are adult. When you know about your sin, you repent and believe and then take it. Baby doesn't repent, baby doesn't believe, baby should not be baptized. And then I start saying, okay, in that case, when my children come, then when they are old enough, I will tell them about baptism, and then I'll baptize them. God says, no, 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 that's not the way. You do it first. If you don't take water baptism, you cannot preach about water baptism. Then I said, Lord, I want to be baptized. And I called my pastor and said, sir, I want to be baptized. He said, we have to wait 3 more weeks because the baptism is already finished. I said, no, sir. I have to be baptized this Sunday. He said, you cannot wait. I said, no, because the word of God says, if I know the truth, I have to do the truth first. And so he told me, okay, he took a taxi, and then we went to the shore, and I was baptized. The point I'm making, the leader has to do it first. You have to obey the first. You cannot say, you do it, and I cannot do it. Children, the father says, you know, obey me. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't do this. And you are doing it. And the children say, why are you doing it? Oh, I'm too old, but you are young. Doesn't work. You know the crab story? I told you several times. The mother crab telling the son, walk straight. He's going crooked. And she scolded him. The second one, you said, now you listen to me better. Go straight. He went the crooked. Then she said to the third one, these two boys are not listening. You better listen to me. Walk straight. He said, Mom, you show me. You show me you walk straight. I'll walk exactly what you walk. And then some people never saw the crab walking. But when you see the crab walking, doesn't go straight line. Crab goes crooked. And so the mother could not say anything. When you walk crooked, your children are going to walk crooked. When you smoke, they're going to smoke. When you drink, they're going to drink. You said, hey, that's my beer. Don't touch, okay? Okay, Dad, I will not touch. But they might drink it and put another can and put it there. Daddy would not know. There are 12 cans there, but he took one and put bad dad. Before Daddy comes, there are 12 cans there. So point I'm making, you have to have a first example. That's why God is telling Noah, you better get in. Genesis chapter 7, verse 5.
And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood.
See now what he's trying to say? Noah was 600 years old when the flood started. And the word of God says, Noah did everything according to the commandment of the Lord. That means he did not say, how I'm going to find the animal? How I'm going to do all of these things? Only 7 days, he said, go in the ark. Come in the ark. And the word of God says, 7 verses, Noah went in. Didn't say the animal came in first. Noah went in, then his sons went in, then his wife came in, and the son's wife came in. And all people came into ark. There is no animal yet, but they came first. God is concerned about mankind first. You remember I told you God created animal for the man. Man is not created for the animal. So people are thinking differently. They're thinking we are created to take care of animals. And that's why people are frustrated. You cannot take care of all the dogs in the world and all the cats in the world. Somebody says, oh, the cat was walking on the street, so I bought it and I'm feeding. You're thinking you're doing great. How many cats are there in the world? Go to India, there is a one village. There are three times more cats and dogs in their house. And the people, double the population of the animal. And that's why India is poor. Now they're getting rich, but still they are keeping monkey alive, they are keeping animal alive, they don't want to kill anything, they don't want to kill mosquitoes. But now they learn, if you don't kill the mosquitoes, we are going to get killed. So they are doing now, they were not even killing the mouse, but they found out the mouse, they are shipping the some kind of grain and some other things to other countries, and they're keeping the bags. When they came and all the bags were empty, what happened? All the mouse were eating. So now they say, hey, kill the mouse. So now they're killing the mammals. Before that, they thought they're their gods. The point I'm making, God has created us, and the animals, they were created to help you. And as I said the other day, people in the freezing cold weather, taking the dog and taking the bag in their hand and walking in this snow to collect the dog dirt. So point I'm making, we are, came the slaves to the animal. Animals supposed to be helping us. So though God is concerned about you first, if you have five children and two cats, and you have only little amount of food, what you supposed to do? Give it to the cat and dog first? No, give it to your children first. Save your children, not the cats and dogs, because here the word of God is saying, God wants the population to grow, but still he says, come in, Noah, you come first. If the animal doesn't, they didn't come, God can create more animals. But you come, you're the righteous man, and I'm concerned about you. And so Noah goes in. Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 7, verse 8.
Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark.
Okay, now see what happened? God only told him, bring all the seven, male and female, and unclean, two by two, male and female. God already talked to the animals. We don't know their language. God only told, okay, you. Go, line up there. And so Noah is inside and waiting for animal to come. And here everything what Noah wanted is by the order by God, and all the animals are coming in. So Noah doesn't have to go and look for them. Because once you obey the Lord, that's why the word of God says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What is he saying? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Somebody says, well, only $100 and a whole month has to go. What am I going to do? This Sunday, I'm not going to give it to the church. That $100 can stretch for 4 days. What happened after that? When the 4 days finish, what happened? One brother just prayed the prayer, if you are listening. He said, Lord, I don't have anything. And he says, out to the last day, Jesus came in and gave it to me. Before the service, he said, I didn't have any offering to give this Sunday. But in the last minute, God supplied his need, so I have offering to give. The point I'm making, if you hold on what you have, if you don't sow it, you will starve to death. He says, give, and it shall be given unto you. And so what Noah does, Noah says, I'm going to go, and my family will go, and God will do the rest. I don't have to worry about bringing those animals. I don't worry about them. I do the commandment of God. I make the ark. I fixed everything. And when God says, go in, I went in. And then all the animals, they came themselves. They came into the ark. Verse 10.
And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened.
Can you imagine? Here it says exactly the 7th day. And he says the Noah's age was 600 years, and he says second month and 7th day. And so it's exactly started. God only said to Noah, I'm going to pour the rain for 40 days and 40 nights. He never said to Noah, I'm going to break the fountains of the deep and water is going to come from the bottom of the earth. He didn't tell them. Noah would have said, Lord, you said rain. And if you put the fountains of the deep, my boat will break. Don't do that. Just let the rain come slowly. But the word of God says the fountain of the deep, there is a water underneath. That's why the people digging the wells to get the water. And he opened the heavenly windows. Thank God he didn't open the doors. Just the windows to get the water. That's why the word of God says, if you give your tithes and offerings, what he says, I will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have room to store it. From the Noah's ark, you see, God only opened the windows of heaven, and the rain came pouring down, and the water started coming from the bottom of the, what you call, the earth, and the top of the earth. And so now rain is coming. How many days? 40 days and 40 nights. Oh, keep on reading. Verse 12.
And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark.
Now see, he is repeating the same thing again and again. What God did the same day, means same day God says the rain will come, the same day he came into the ark, and the same day rain started, the same day all the animal came, and everything is done. Now see what God is doing. Verse 14.
They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life.
See, again God is saying how they came. All the clean birds, all the unclean, all the animal clean and unclean, they came all two by two and went in where the Noah was. How the animal, the word of God says, even the donkey knows where he's supposed to stand. If you are a farmer, in India we have animals. When I was 7 years old, I used to take care of my cows and goats. And when I go whole day, and when the evening time, they run towards home. Actually, when the cows have babies at home, they come, and they come running, shouting for the baby, I'm coming home. And when they come, and they come, and they stand right where we tie them. Right? They will not mix up. We don't have to tell them, hey, get in here, this is your place. They stand right where we used to tie them. So the word of God says, even the animal, even the donkey knows his place, but we do not know where we should be coming and standing in front of God. So God has given more wisdom to mankind than the animal. The people are saying, oh, animals, and we are all the same. One person says, oh, monkey can type. And they put a bunch of monkey there, and they start typing and typing, and they could not make one word. And even though they did one word, and they cannot do repeat the same word again. Because the monkey, they are thinking they are smart, but they are not smarter than man. And I said to people, if you came from monkey, when you are dying, get the monkey's blood, get the monkey's heart, and I want to see how long you're going to live. So all the flesh are different. Don't get mixed up. But here the word of God says, God commanded this animal, and they came without any problems. Okay, verse 16.
And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
Now see, the God says male and female come. The animal listen. The two bulls didn't say, hey, push the cow back and we two bulls can go. Bulls are stronger than the cow. The same way every animal, they are stronger than the female. But no animal said, we are going to push around female and we are going male two by two. What would have happened? No generation, no more animals. Now the animal has that much sense. You never saw male dog going to male dog, bull going to bull. Did you see any time in your life? No. But here the people are worse than animal, and they thinking, oh, God did a mistake. I should have two male friend, two female friend, and we can get married, and we'll be happy. What would happen? the world will end faster. No population. And we will die, not only easily, with the sickness and disease and AIDS, and all the hospital will be filled, and we will be dead pretty soon. Okay. God talked to them, and they came in. And so God speaks to the birds, he speaks to the animal, he speaks to the fishes. Do you remember? Jesus said, let's go for fishing. And he said, Peter said, oh, we worked whole night and there is no fish. And daytime there is no fish. He said, come on in, put it in the deep. And what God, Jesus said, hey, fish, come on in. And they all came. So God can speak to any animal, any fish, anyone. Sometimes you have so many mice running on your house and you call exterminator and everything and nothing is working. What do? Say, hey, time of Moses, all this plague came when he prayed, left. All the frogs went, all the everything went. And so you pray and you believe they will be gone. Mosquito or your, what do you call that, cockroaches. You just pray. Say, Lord, this is my house. And talk to them. Hey, get out of my house. This is my house. This is God's house. And you cannot stay in my house. It will work. You never did it. Do it again. Do it this first time. And I believe they will listen to you. But the people living in fear, that's why all sickness, all disease, and everything coming to your house to destroy you. Let's read verse 17.
And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth.
Now here is saying 40 days and 40 night, and here says the water was there 40 days. Somebody said, only 40 days, on the night there was no rain. God says here 40 days and 40 night, and why is he saying only 40 days? When you say day, including night and day, is in all 24 hours. And so God cannot make a mistake, even though it's written only 40 days rain. That means 40 days and 40 night. When you say days, the nights are included. And the word of God says, now the ark is lifted up. Now, do you know this ark was not made the way the ark are swimming in the ocean? It was a flat, like a box. Nobody in 21st century will make the ark like Noah's ark. There are two people are making, two countries somewhere. They are making the Noah's ark. And somebody says, why are you making it? Just for fun, I want to see. And many people are coming to see the ark. But the point I'm making, God told Noah to make a flat everything. And so it was no machine. Nothing to turn around here and there, and so ark start floating. Now I was thinking in my mind, when you read this, the ark was floating, and the water, we'll be reading in the next chapter, water was 22 feet higher than the mountains. Now can you imagine the highest mountain in the world is what? Mount Everest in India. Now just think, this ark was floating and went floating, and Everest and stood there, and the water went down. It will be a hard time for Noah and his family to come down. It's very hard. But ark was floating everywhere. It did not go anywhere leaving the area. It's same area, Ararat, a mountain, in that same area those people were building the ark. So the point I'm making, our God is much wiser than us. He knew how to protect the people. He knew how to protect the ark. When the water started gushing from the floor, he did not put the water gushing from the under the ark. It will be going to pieces. So he did it all around. And ark is floating, but ark is not going from one country to another country. No, otherwise it will be difficult. You are going today into India, then going to Germany, then coming here. Ark will be going all around the world. He kept on ark floating in the same area. Okay, let's read verse 18.
And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Now see, everything, all the animals, all the birds, and all the creeping things, everything died. But he says in the ark, everything in the ark, not a single animal died. Can you imagine? If male and female he took, not clean, and just think the male died, what would happen? Their generation will be wiped out. But God did not allow any animal to get sick, any animal to die, or Noah or his family, anybody to die in that place. He says 150 days water was on the earth. He said 15 cubic means at least 22 feet high above the mountains. Why God did the above the mountain 22 feet high? Because those days the people were tall. Some of them might be 9 feet tall or 10 feet tall. And then what they say, okay, how much water is going to go? I'm going to go to Everest Mountain. Okay. Do you think Everest Mountain, on the top of the Everest Mountain, 22 feet high? Okay, there might be a tree somewhere, and I'm going to climb up the tree, and I'm going to be there, and the water will not come up to there. Okay, how many days? 40 days and 40 nights, all the trees and all the mountains are under, and if you are a good swimmer, how long are you going to swim 150 days to touch your foot on the mountain? You cannot survive. So everyone died. But everyone in the ark was safe. He said, all the people came in the ark and they were safe. To come in Christ and you will be safe. So what we have to say to the people, come to Jesus Christ and you will be safe. No sickness, no disease, no financial problem. No, nothing will happen to you. Come in the ark. Come into Jesus Christ. And the first verse we said, God said, Noah, come in. Noah listen, all the animal listen, and the word of God said, not a single animal or not a single family member died. That's the greatest blessing. There are families, they have so many disasters happening in the family. Children are dying, the babies are dying, and some of the miscarriages happen. So now, come to the ark. And everybody will be safe. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high calling. We just have to listen. When you say come, we come. When you say give, we give. Whatever you say, we obey. Noah obeyed your commandment, and he got blessed, and his family got blessed, and all animal came, and your word said not a single one was destroyed in the ark. So now we are in Christ Jesus. Enemy has no power to destroy us. Your word says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said, I have come to give you life. and more abundant life. You are going to give each and everyone abundant life. And we are going to live in abundance. We will not have any lacking. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. No wanting in our life. Lord Jesus, bless you people. Supply their needs. Protect them from all the dangers and harms. They are running here and there. Let them put Jesus first, and everything will be all right. You said, all other things I will add it to you. So your promises are true. We believe it, and we want to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Please be seated.